Good morning. This is 2SER 107.3, and you are in the Vulture's Nest. Thank you to Andrew Popel for another fine final draft. Here in the Vulture's Nest each week, we pick apart a few stories from the week's news and culture. I am Sean, and joining me this week in the Nest is my guest, Tadina Taite. Hello, T.
Morning.
Later in the program today, we're going to discuss a weird use of an ash cam. But before we get to that story, we're going to explore another story about a single-use cup that has ended up having several uses, a lot of them unintended. This week, Elizabeth May, who's the leader of the Canadians Green Party, so the equivalent of our Richard Di Natale politically.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. it's admitted that Elizabeth May has had a photo manipulated by the Canadian Greens Party. It was a photograph of her on the website and seeming to hold a reusable plastic cup with a metal straw instead of a disposable paper cup, but the original photo had her holding a disposable paper cup. So, yeah, other than that, not much has been altered. It's just the cup. The same photo had previously appeared on news websites, and so they had seen that she was holding a paper cup.
It's not a great picture anyway. I'm not really sure what she's doing.
She's denied that the image was manipulated in order to improve her environment credentials and argued that paper cups are compostable.
Okay.
And she says, it won't surprise you to know I never take a plastic drinking water bottle. I carry my own mug. I carry my own utensils on airplanes, so I never take a single-use plastic item. So it's bizarre that the notion of fakery should stretch to someone who doesn't fake anything.
You miss the point where she blames her staff for doing it without her approval as well. So firstly, I didn't do it.
Yes.
Somebody else did it.
Are these the actions of a good leader, do you think, T?
Oh, it seems pretty familiar at this point in time to deny, blame someone else, and then admit to doing it when you get called out and say it wasn't a big deal.
So are green politicians just politicians?
She is. No. Yeah, she is. Look, it's disappointing. And especially just after the week that we've just sort of had in the news with obviously the UN address and all the climate change strikes, it is disappointing that someone, the leader of the Green Party, is using single-use plastic. The issue being, because it certainly was a plastic straw, no matter what she says. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it is really hard. And this is such a big topic. It's a really hard thing because I think every day now, given the kind of what's happened in the last few weeks and more as time goes on and things seem to get worse, I am constantly thinking this is single use. I'm trying to buy glass juice bottles instead of plastic ones when I just need some juice. That's not a euphemism. That is just when I need some juice.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find glass ones. I'll buy good butcher glass bottles over, even if I didn't really want it. But it's really hard to avoid. Like I just went to a cafe and without me asking, they gave me a knife, a plastic knife, a paper plate that I didn't really need. I wasn't even asked. It was just put into my hands. I'm going, why?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a big company. That was a big chain I went to as well. So it's a bit of a problem.
So what are the effects on credibility? Let's say that this was a leader of a party in New Zealand that you perhaps supported. I'm not necessarily saying it was or wouldn't be the Greens in New Zealand.
They're pretty active. The Greens is probably the third biggest party in New Zealand. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if, you know, so let's say you're at home in New Zealand and this happened with the leader there, would it affect how you view that party? And if it was a party that you followed, would you maybe reconsider your following of that party?
I don't know. Like it's too hard. It's a big one. But it's certainly, I think it's ridiculous that the leader of the Greens Party got caught out like this. It's like finding someone who's the head of WWF as in the Wildlife Fund, like with a stuffed bear in their lounge. Like it is the stupidest thing to be caught for that party.
And photoshops it into something else.
Photoshops it and went, oh no, it was a real live bear. Like what the heck? Like it's just the stupidity of it.
Yeah.
But I must again go back to the point. I mean, you think about, you go out now and you have a takeaway coffee cup. If you don't have your coffee cup on you, it's another coffee cup. It's just constant on-the-go lifestyle we live that we are creating all this rubbish. Yeah.
So do you think it's fair to expect that our politicians, you know, live the values that they espouse, that they, you know, if they as the representative of a group are saying something, should they be accountable in their day-to-day lives to be living those as well, or do they get a break? Are they allowed to separate work from home?
It's a really tough one because we are holding our politicians accountable so much more now. I mean, everything that happens, especially certain leaders, it is nightly news, although some deserve to be nightly news. I don't know if I have an answer to that. What's your thoughts on that one?
I think, yeah, well, we had a little story last week about how politicians in Victoria had just had approved a pay rise to deal with the stress
that's
of
right.
social media.
Yeah.
And we thought that was ridiculous because, hang on, that's what, you know, we've all got to deal with the stress of social media. And a lot of us have to do it in our work as well. So
yeah,
it is a very much part of the workplace. And even if you're not using it for social media, if you comment on social media about your work or something even, you know, sometimes even with just a tenuous link to your work, you can be dismissed. And sure, you could argue and get your job back, but you've got to go through all that whole process to start with. So social media, I think, exposes all of us to a lot more stresses than normal. And so I didn't agree last week with the fact that Victorian MPs were getting a pay rise supposedly justified by their stress caused by social media. But then, so taking the same turn, I think, yeah, that maybe and politicians are entitled to a private life.
The problem is, yeah, absolutely. And the problem is, I think, though, where's the line? Because, I mean, so she's a leader of the Green Party and she's done something very unenvironmental, which is like the core of who they are. And then you have like many other politicians who were caught for corruption, nepotism, you know, fraud, everything else.
Those things are harder to Photoshop.
Yeah, true. Well, some have a good crack at it, though. On the scheme of things, I think, well, it's really just one paper, one use cut on that side. Is that really her credibility down the drain? On the other thing, so this was a personal photo. That's what I didn't understand. This wasn't a party photo. It was a personal photo of her just out and about.
Yeah, but then it's been used in these. Imagine she's. Part of it too is, you know, politicians try and play it the other way. They bring their personal parts of their personal life selectively into the public arena to say, look how real I am. Look how connected I am to the people. Look how down to earth I am.
I don't know if you know Elizabeth Warren, who's currently running for a Democratic vote. She announced her running by glass of wine on Instagram Live with her husband, and it was super uncool. But it was very real, but it was not good. So it doesn't always work for politicians. In the big scheme of things, and that's it though, it's you can't have it both ways. You can't be giving yourself a raise for dealing with social media and then sort of then falsifying it when it doesn't go your way.
Yeah.
That's you having a cake and eating it, which is, you know, so unlike politicians.
Well, is that using the stress pay to pay for Photoshop or somebody who can do Photoshop properly?
Well, gosh, fire that person, because clearly you're social media person, naughty. Like, who didn't catch that one?
So under what circumstances, T, would you personally use Photoshop? Have you? Would you? Do you?
So as you know, actually, Sean, I'm currently...
Oh, do I?
You do know. Oh, you do.
Surprise, look at my face.
Well, maybe you thought they were real, but spoiler alert, I didn't hang out at the Emmys with... Emile Clarke and the other Game of Thrones cast.
So for our listener, what's the context of this?
The context is currently we are we allowed to talk about this? Too bad. We're doing a show at the moment about the internet, and I've you know photoshopped a few things in there for for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, examples of how to tidy up your profile pictures for online dating.
Yeah, just for right things about, you know, being real. So when I went to the Emmys last week, I've got a few pictures from that. You know, that's just real.
Without leaving the country, without too. I'm impressed.
Well, you know, that private jet I have that I totally carbon write off. carbon tax write off.
Oh, I think you've discovered something there. What? Maybe with the politicians, we'll give them the Photoshop allowance, but we take away their travel allowance. They don't have to travel. They just Photoshop themselves into pictures of visiting a local school and visiting...
That's brilliant.
The local charities and the old folks' homes and,
Well, this actually is a really good point about, have you seen, we've probably talked about it before, on the show, the videos now? I forget what they call them.
Yeah, well, that's in the news this week too. I almost picked that as a story for today.
Funny. Okay.
But Google have released a whole lot of deepfake videos.
Deepfake, yeah.
Yeah, to try and highlight just how many of them are out there and how you can't believe what you're seeing now with videos on, I mean, not that you necessarily could all that long ago anyway,
yeah.
But probably just to publicise how much of a problem it is and how easily people can be deceived, wow. Or how easily those images can be manipulated now.
I'm gonna have a look for those because it stuns me how real they look. Yeah,
I was thinking of doing a live feed of our show this morning onto our Facebook page, but I thought, hang on, there could be a deep fake filter in between.
You mean can we request who we get to be, who we get to look like?
So if you do stuff up, do you think it's fair to try and hide it with Photoshop or with other technology?
No. Own your mistakes. Don't, you know. And I think that's it. Be real about what's happening. And then say, look, even me as a Green Party leader, I still get caught up with single-use plastic. What am I going to do now to stop this being an option for me?
Ooh.
You know, this is...
You could be a political advisor. That's a nice little twist there. Yeah, look how ubiquitous all this plastic stuff is. Even me as the Greens leader, I can get it slipped into my hand.
Like unaware, yeah. Subconsciously slipped into my hand, and here I am. Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. Elizabeth May, if you're listening.
Yep, I'm available.
Okay, good. And her fees are very reasonable too, from what I understand. So do you think, too, with all this fakery, do you think history was ever reliable? And if it was, do you think that history is now less reliable because it's constantly being manipulated?
I mean, you know, history is written by the victors, of course. It's always the problem. And it's sad. I mean, how are the kids going to do their assignments these days?
In history class?
Yeah. It's like Wikipedia is going to become the source of all knowledge.
Yeah, refresh page and the answer is completely different.
I was reading some Wikipedia page last night and I went, oh, this is missing a lot of stuff. Oh gosh, what's the future? It is going to be very confusing. I think then technology will catch up, similar probably like drug tests. The technology will catch up and we'll be able to decipher what's real and what's fake, and then we'll jump ahead. It's just going to be this leapfrog from now on, I'd say, with technology about. But it's pretty scary because, you know, you think about all those sci-fi movies, something like Total Recall or where you can falsify memories and images and...
Yes.
I think I might have spoiler alert for a 20-year-old movie.
People won't know whether you're talking about the remake of Total Recall or the original.
True. Yeah. But, you know, I think that's going to be the next step too is do we get to a point where we can alter our memories anyway?
Yeah.
I just went way off the deep end there.
No, I love that stuff. We'll definitely have a coffee after the show today.
I've already had my coffee.
Well, I need to catch up.
You do.
You are listening to The Vulture's Nest with Sean and T. The story that we've been looking at this morning is Elizabeth May, who's the Greens leader of Canada, was caught with she was caught with a photo of holding a single-use cup. That cup was used again to be photoshopped. So her party, or some members of her party, some of her staff, photoshopped a keep cup into her hand instead with a metal straw
yeah.
Instead of a plastic straw. So we've got another story for you as well this morning about another one to do with a little bit of technology. It's got to do with dash cams, and we'll be getting to that shortly. 2SER is celebrating its 40th birthday this year. Happy birthday, T.
Oh, wait, thanks, yes.
Well, you're part of 2SER.
Yeah, so are you, Sean. Happy birthday to you too.
And we have our supporter drive coming up in the month of October, so we're just giving you, our listener, a heads up on that.
You can even call up and talk to you and I personally, Sean, because we'll be manning the phones.
During October, we will.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you'd like to get in early, if you think if you don't trust yourself, you might get distracted during October, you're very welcome to visit 2SER.com/support today and continue or start your support of 2SER and great independent community radio. Otherwise, we'll be back to you in October anyway.
Hopefully.
We're going to listen to some music because that's part of our promise here, stories, ideas and music. The song we're going to listen to now, this is Emma Ruth Rundell with Arms I Know So Well. You're on 2SER 107.3.
Oh, American alt-rock legends The Flaming Lips make their Opera House debut over two nights this September. Celebrating 20 years since the release of their psych pop opus, The Soft Bulletin, the band, renowned as one of the greatest live acts in the world, will play their classic album in full alongside their greatest hits. Book now for The Flaming Lips, September 30 and October 1 at sydneyoperahouse.com. Sponsors of 2SER.
Considering postgraduate study? UTS offers strong connections to industry and understands the demands of your changing work environment. Join one of our postgraduate webinars in September to have all of your postgrad questions answered. Search now for UTS postgraduate events and register today. UTS sponsors 2SER.
Parramatta Lane is back from October 15th to 18th, filling up the city's streets with beats, eats and art. Over four huge nights, lose yourself in 14 pumping Parramatta Laneways. With everything from over 45 food stalls, pop-up bars, floating LED flowers, a life-size Pac-Man maze, sets from local DJ favourites such as Godsent and the rave bingo dance party that is Bingo Loco. Head to parramattalanes.com.au for more information. City of Parramatta sponsors 2SER.
You are on 2SER 107.3 and this is The Vulture's Nest with Sean and T this morning. Earlier in the program, we were talking about the leader of the Canadian Greens being caught with not only with a single-use plastic cup in a photograph, but that photo had then been photoshopped by her staff to show a keep cup and a metal straw. Another technology story this week that grabbed the attention of T and me was to do with dash cams. T, you've been in Sydney on and off for quite a while. Do you think Sydney traffic's getting worse?
Yes.
Would it tempt you to ever have a dash cam, or do you have a dash cam?
Don't have a car permanently, I think dash cams are probably a good idea because there's a lot of road rage out there now.
Yeah.
It's changed.
Among other things, it'll give you great content for your YouTube channel because I think you can't, even just driving here this morning, just some of the things I saw on
Sydney. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have an idea soon, but really, people, please, please indicate.
Twice in the last 12 hours, I've seen someone turn into a service station driveway on the left from two lanes right from the service station driveway. So basically stop completely with all the traffic behind them and then slowly edge across, not, oh, I missed that servo, I might go around the block to the next one or go around the block and come back.
Yeah, there
it's
are
like,
other
I need to go into that survey. So every a kilometre of traffic behind me should stop now because I made a mistake.
Very, very selfish drivers.
Mm.
Very selfish. Which, the funny thing is, it makes it worse for driving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a cumulative effect there.
Yeah.
Well, there's a woman who has a dash cam in the Yarra Valley in Victoria, and it's reported this week in the news that she's had a rather unusual event with her dash cam. And she returned to her parked car in an underground car park when she'd done some shopping, and there was a note on the windscreen saying to have a look at her dash cam. So she did, and it showed a...
Well, see, immediately,
have you watched the video?
I did. Immediately I watched it and went, oh, my God, what happened? What happened? Is this going to be like, is this a certain, you know, an R18 film coming up? Like, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a fellow with a beard. He looks like he's maybe in his 30s.
Yeah.
Do you think? Yeah,
probably late 20s, early 30s.
Late 20s, early 30s, okay. I think he had a hat on.
Yep.
He looked like he was dressed fairly warm. And he holds up...
Victoria, it's cold.
He holds up three little flashcards. Only little ones, probably 9 by 5 inches, that size.
Yeah. They look like the ones you use for, writers and stuff use.
Oh, like palm cards for planning out your novel and things?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So he holds those up to the dash cam.
Makes sense. He's obviously creative, yeah. Or crazy.
Or struggling.
Yeah.
Struggling writer.
Yeah. It's going viral.
So he holds it up, and, of course, the resolution of the camera combined with the fluorescent lighting of the car park means that you can't actually see anything.
Brilliant plan, mate. Brilliant plan. I see now why you're a struggling writer. Mm.
So,
or producer.
The woman then posted this to a group on Facebook, you know, just saying, this has happened. I'm trying to work out what's going on here.
Yeah.
So a few people replied and said, do you remember being followed? Do you remember seeing the guy around?
Yeah. And that's actually, honestly, that's probably you would be freaking out. My first thought was that he asked her out for a date. disappointed that he didn't, actually.
Was it Love Actually or somewhere where they had the flashcards?
Yes. Not the flashcards, but the bigger, yeah.
Your bigger versions thereof.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think was a callback to a Bob Dylan video or something. Was it Bob Dylan?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think somebody in the 60s, I can't remember who. It was a little before my time. But
and then it's become a thing now, yeah, where the dad got in trouble when the woman was in birth. She's in labor and he's doing all this beautiful stuff. Right. And everyone's like, how could you? Your wife is in labor and you're just videoing yourself. So everyone got outraged by that.
Cool. Anyway. Well, INXS did a homage to it in one of their videos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh. Yeah. So, and not... Definitely not probably an effective use of paper. You know, it's just use it once, throw it away.
I mean, look, if she was a leader of the Greens Party, they'd just...
And we don't think there's any photoshopping involved in this one.
No.
That's a callback to our earlier story. If you missed it, you can catch up a little bit later on 2SER.com. So one of her friends suggested maybe he wants to catch up for coffee and he just thinks you're cute. So I guess that's interesting. It's an ambiguous situation. Some people think, ooh, creepy. Some people think, oh, nice.
Yeah, those people think, oh, nice are the married ones. Foolish.
Somebody wrote, going by his smile, it seems like a friendly note.
That was a good piece of deduction, yes.
Yes.
And then, although, oh, I want to kill you.
After some investigating, the woman posted to the group a little bit later, mystery solved. It just said, have a good day. And I'm wondering...
Why did three cards take have a good day?
Yeah, I'm still suspicious of this. I think this story goes deeper than what's been reported.
Yeah, I actually, that seems strange. What? Have a good day.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And maybe he's got more cards and he just sort of goes, have a, and then it's just spur of the moment he chooses which card to put good day, or it could be have a...
It all just seems
a smile
bit strange,
and a Coca-Cola, have a cheeky cigarette and behind the dumpsters, have a... Could be just random card at the end.
Have a McFlurry.
So what would you do if you received this tea?
Well, now I don't know what she received, so how do I answer the question? Have a good day. I mean, it would make me smile, but that's a lot of effort.
You'd think he'd just write have a good day on one of the cards and put that there.
In the thing.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh. But I mean, yeah, I think he's either, Sean, he's probably a stand-up comedian.
Really?
Yeah,
just
come
looking
on.
Desperate for attention.
Just. Well, I mean, we wouldn't know anything about that, would we? Yeah, because
have
that
you
makes
had
sense.
Have you had unusual approaches from people before? Either random acts of kindness or people going through unusual things to try and get your attention to maybe ask you on a date or something like that?
Well, you were present for one of them.
Was I?
Yeah, this doesn't happen often, but I got given a number the other night. I've talked about this a couple of times.
Was this at a gig?
Yes, we were leaving. He ran up and gave me the number.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't.
You were there.
Oh, I didn't notice.
We talked about it. It's been a long month. It's okay.
It has been a long month.
It's been a long month. Sydney Fringe.
Shout out to everyone at Sydney Fringe.
Yeah. Let's we can get through it, guys. Two more nights. We're almost there. I had an Uber driver ask me out once, actually.
Okay. The guy after the gig, was he looking for a date or was he looking to book you for a comedy gig?
Oh, now I don't know. It was definitely a here's my number if you're interested. Romantic overtones to it, yeah. I just can't think right now of, have I had anyone try to get anyone's attention in a strange way?
Oh, yeah, have you?
Yeah, I have, but now I can't think of how. And I'm sure I will again.
Okay, well, that's good. What I'm going to try and do is give you enough time to forget about that and get you back on the program in a couple of weeks and then pop the question again once you've
Or you're just giving me two weeks to try. I generally, you'll find me, if I'm trying to get someone's attention, laughing even louder than I normally do, probably. That's my general. But no, I have. Ask me in 2 weeks.
Okay. Here in the Vulture's Nest this morning, we've been discussing inappropriate use of Photoshop to manipulate your political image. And we've been talking about unusual uses for dash cam cameras. I'm Sean Morahan, and I'm grateful to have been joined in the nest this morning by my guest, Terina Taite. Thank you, T.
Thank you, Sean.
So coming up next on 2SER, Nicole has once again curated for you the best in arts, theatre, music and pop culture. And she's sharing that with you from 11 o'clock right here on 2SER 107.3. To transport us on waves of musical joy until 11 o'clock, let's listen to a bit of Jolie Holland. This is Waiting for the Sun. You are on 2SER 107.3. Stories, ideas, music.
Sweet.